to all the solopreneurs, startup and small business owners. Cheers to you. Those with the courage to set out with an idea and bring it into reality. Maybe very quickly you realize that running a business takes all kinds of skills. Many you have, but maybe some you don't. The Good for Business show is designed to help your business grow by having fun but valuable conversations with the best industry leaders across sales, marketing, content creation, and mindset. So let's get into this week's conversation with your host, Michelle J. Raymond. Welcome to the Good for Business show. I'm your host, Michelle J. Raymond. And today we're going to be talking about hustle to high performance businesses. And I have the pleasure of hosting Tuomo, who is here as our guest today. And I'm super excited because we've swapped roles. Normally it's the other way around. So for those people who haven't met you before, Tuomo, can you please tell us a little bit about you and your business?
Yeah, absolutely, Michelle. First of all, thank you so much for the invite. I'm excited to sit down today with you and discuss about high performance and lifestyle and how that relates to our businesses and so on and so forth. And like you mentioned, I'm generally sitting on your seat right now. So I'm excited to be on this side and share my thoughts a little bit deeper. But yeah, there we go. So my name is Tuomo Valkonen, originally from Scandinavia, from Northern Europe, a place called Finland. So I tracked from there from 2001, I left home, and sort of 16 years from there, I ended up here in French Polynesia, where I've been now living for 7 years and living pretty much lifestyle first. That's one of my sort of mottos, if you will. And I brought that into my business as well for my coaching and training business. It's a lot of centered around performance, high performance and lifestyle, and how to create better habits and how to optimize what we do in the world to better suit our personal and professional goals. So that's what I'm really about. And that's how I sort of live my life a lot. So I want to induce those ideas to others as well. So that's in a nutshell who I am and what I value in the world and how I help people.
I love it. And I was super excited to have this conversation because I've been following your content and subscribed to your newsletter. And I highly encourage other people to do that, because what I found as a business owner is you really have to make every second count. And if you want your business to grow, you as a business owner also need to grow with it. They're tied together. The success of one is literally related to the other. But what's the difference in your opinion between like hustling and a high performance business owner? Like, what do these two things actually mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great one. That's obviously the title for today's discussion. So I thought about that. There's many different variations on how we can bring about, but I thought about this one. I used to play, and I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I used to play basketball back in my days, kind of semi-professionally. I didn't get paid as a professional, but I was training like a professional, right? And in basketball, there's this saying, it's actually a move. They call it hustle, like hustle, hustle. And it's very effective if you do it correctly. But it basically means that you move and shuffle your feet as quickly as possible. And you basically everywhere around the offender. That's or either if you're offending. But basically, what it means is doing a whole bunch of things to all different directions simultaneously. And so that's kind of good idea to how to go about hustle. And obviously, if that then how that relates to a lot of our businesses, including mine in one point, is that I was trying to be everywhere, trying to do everything, not to miss anything, because I had that. And that's also part of my personality, still is a little bit. Like, I have a lot of interest. I have a lot of curiosity. I'm a curious guy. I want to learn a lot of things. I want to do a lot of things. But that doesn't really go very well when it comes to business. And especially if you're just starting out, like you're thinking that you don't want to, you know, miss the best next opportunity, right?
Oh, and then yes. Like,
yeah, right. And then
I'm putting my hand up going, are you reading my mind right now? Because that's me. You're curious. I love to understand how things work. So I want to know everything, how it works, so I can find a better way to do things. And even just as we were talking before this show started about setting up LinkedIn Lives, I don't want to just do a live. I want to find how do you do a better LinkedIn Live. So all of a sudden you go down that rabbit hole and your time disappears. So
yeah.
I can totally relate.
Yeah, I think what you mentioned, I think there's a bit of a distinction there, a bit of a difference, sort of the quote unquote internal hustle and external hustle. Like a lot of that curiosity, like being interested of a lot of things, a lot of us have that. But then when it comes to quote unquote high performance or the performance piece, that's a lot of the times that's the external piece, right? That's what we actually do out in the world. So you might be interested of a lot of things. You might be curious about a lot of things. You might be thinking a lot of different variations and models and frameworks and what have you, but what you actually produce out in the world might be very limited. You burst out of those ideas only one or two. And that's the difference. Then like the hustlers, they do a lot of things, but high performers, they actually do very little when it comes to quantity. But then the quality goes up quite rapidly when you start focusing and simplifying your actions a lot. So there's probably, at least in my world, one of the biggest ones, how to go from hustle to high performance, if you will.
And do you think that is there a difference between hustling and people that just work hard? How would you distinguish between those two?
Yeah, 100%.
Or are they the same thing?
Definitely not. Let's put it this way. A lot of hustlers work hard, but not all the hard workers are hustling.
Okay, got it.
Right? Got it. Yep. So you can work hard. Mm-hmm. But then there's another question actually somebody asked for me about this, just about the piece of hard working. We might be working hard, but are we doing the hard work?
Mm.
Which is basically focusing on the very key aspects and elements of our business, or is it the relationship, or if it's sports or what have you. Obviously we're talking about business today. So what are the absolute key aspects that we're doing? That's doing the hard work, but you might be working hard by doing lots of stuff, by working 16 hours a day, or let's say 10 to 12 hours a day, but doing the quote unquote hard work then equals maybe only a few hours of the day, but you might get the same production, the same performance, the same outcome.
I think there's busy for being busy's sake. And it's almost a badge of honor to say I worked more hours than XYZ person. So for me, I've found quite often it's easy to just go, I'll sit in front of my laptop and I'll do some, call it work, but is it the right work? And this is why I wanted to have this conversation with you, because imagine as a business owner who's already stretched and doing, you know, lots of different roles within a business, why I wanted to have this conversation is because I imagine that the more that we can turn into high performance business owners, the less effort it's going to be, because we're focusing on the things that will make a difference and drive the business forward. So I'm super excited about learning a little bit more about this. But if we are like hustlers and we're working our butt off and doing everything and being everywhere in our businesses, are there long-term consequences to, as you said, working 12 hours, 16 hours? How does this play out in the future?
Yeah, 1,000%. So again, let me take it. I actually wrote a little article about it, maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago, maybe you saw it. And it was titled Hustle from the Heart. And it was interesting because I started thinking about it. Like, you can also reframe that hustling to a different one. Again, I'm all about high performance and sort of minimalism and focus. And those are the sort of managing your energy. Those are the sort of key ingredients that when it comes to high performance. But if we start like if hustling, and you want to get into a high performance, one of the key factors to me, at least, is when you're starting to do that transition, or even if you want to call it hustle instead of high performance, that's fine. But I think one of the key aspects is that you do it from the heart. The space, the internal space where you come from is the difference maker that makes it either that you can sustain it for long term, or either you fall short in a couple of months or in a couple of years. The space you come from, if you're only coming from the mental space, like if there's a figure in your bank account, or you just want to do something only for yourself instead of helping people, making a difference in the world, having a larger course, larger mission, larger purpose, these sort of words that you've been thrown out a lot. But it's so true. When you come from the space of helping out, delivering service to people truly in need, then that changes again. You come from a different space. You come from the heart center space, if you will. And I think that's one of the difference makers that then keeps your business and your act sustainable for long term. When you're not just coming from sort of quote unquote mental space, if you will, you add another layer, a lot more depth into your actions and into your act. And then that performance comes up, like I mentioned, from a different space and more sustainable.
Look, and I found that myself. When your head is already full of actions, ideas, creative thoughts, goals, day-to-day running of the business, on the days when it's all too hard, and there are days like that, just because we're business owners doesn't mean we're superhuman. We have days where you don't want to do those kind of things. You have to have a bigger reason than yourself. And I think for people like Simon Sinek, talk about what's your why are you into this? And that's what gets you through some of those days. So for me, I have mine that sits in my office so that I can remember that ultimately I'm doing this for my family and there's a legacy that I want to create for my business. Now, that can get me through on other days when I don't want to do stuff. I go, actually, this will make a difference to my life in the future. I better get on there and do that. As opposed to it's on my to-do list. So I'm not a fan of to-do lists. I probably should be. And that comes back to my word of the year accountability, but which I'm sure we can cover. But, at the same time, I found running my own business one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life. And I find it hard because it's the emotional things that kind of stop me from performing. It's not a knowledge gap. Like I know LinkedIn, I know company pages, I know social selling, I know those inside out. They're the easy parts, but it's those parts of me that kind of get in the way of the things that I don't like to do that can get in the way. And I'm super keen this year to really kick my business up a level. Now, I know that you've got like a high performance framework that you talk about, and there's four pillars within this: clarity, resilience, mastery, and purpose. And I would love for you to share a little bit more about this framework, because when I read about it, I was like, yes, this is gold. So I appreciate if you could share some more detail.
Yeah, well, we only have a limited time here. I mean, each of those words, there's books written about each of those words that are down there, obviously. So they're big. They're like clarity, resilience, mastery, purpose. They're massive, obviously. And we could spend hours just talking just from one of them. But for me, in 2017, I did a retreat here in French Polynesia, in Tahiti, with another coach, a friend of mine. And it was titled Four Pillars of Change. So these four pillars, they've been with me for a long time. Now, back 5 years ago, they were in a little bit of a different format, if you will, different words. But basically, if I just open up, so clarity, and not in a necessarily order, there's a little bit of an order, but just as they are there right now. So clarity is more that mental space, that you have that mental clarity, that you know that you have goals, because the brain loves, it's a goal-seeking machine. We need to have goals out there in the future. That's what the brain loves. That's the clarity and the goals are food for the brain, if you will, right? So finding that, what do you want, where you want to go, what is the destination? That's for the mind, right? The second piece there is the resilience. And that's more of that emotional piece, how we navigate those ups and downs, like each and every day. And that's where the high performance piece comes into play as well, because the harder we drive, more mistakes we're going to make. So how are we able to navigate those ups and downs, peaks and valleys, if you will, and the mountains, ups and the depths of the valleys, if you will, that's where the resilience comes into play. And that emotional piece that we just talked about. If you don't have goals and you don't drive so hard, you don't need that resilience that much. Life doesn't happen to you as intensely as it does for people that are in this high performance field. So not to say that resilience doesn't matter for every single person on the planet, but I just find out that the more we drive and the harder we drive, more these pieces needs to be in play, right?
Yeah. And I love that you brought up the peaks and troughs of business, because it's not just this straight line. It's not, there are moments when I felt like I was walking along a tightrope without a net underneath. When I first started, especially when you're wondering, is my idea going to work out? Do customers, are they going to work with me? Those first few months were terrifying. Like I was like, what have I done? When I worked for someone else, it was easy. I could just turn up and I would get paid week after week. The pay would just show up. And there was nothing that I needed to worry about on that level. So then I had things pop up that hadn't popped up. I'd worked for other people for the best part of 20 years or so. And then all of a sudden it was like, it's on me. And that brought up some stuff. So the resilience that you talk about is just crucial in being a business owner. And I can see how what you're saying, having that clarity up front, having those goals up front, remove some of the noise.
Yeah, 100%. It definitely clarifies the road, and all of a sudden, like, the path becomes clearer. But just to move on, if you go into the third piece there, which is the mastery, which is again, I'm quite hesitant about that still, because mastery is something that it's a huge word for me. And I look at people, it's something that nobody claims to be a master at something. It's more of like a title that's given to you by others, right? And for me, the mastery is in the pursuit of the path, if you will. And I've got that from someone else. That's not my words. But when we put the effort and energy into the path and continuous growth, that's where the mastery is being built. And then when you are ready, or when, let's put it that way, when other people see, whoa, what he's doing, what he's saying, what he's writing, his craft is on the level of mastery. It's if other people give you that quote unquote title, if you will. Never ever be chasing mastery as such.
Chase is mastery. Is mastery never ending? In my head, it's like you're a constant learning phase. There is no end to that game. Is that your thoughts on what mastery is? Is
100%. It never ending? 100%. So here's a quick story. I'll try to keep it very short. But the martial art judo, if you know the judo, right?
Yep.
I can't remember the name of the person, but the founder, I think it was a Japanese founder who actually founded founded judo, right? When he died, his siblings, if you will, or the train, like the people that he trained that are now continuing his legacy, he told them, when I be buried, bury me in my white belt. And the white belt is basically the first belt, beginner's belt. And he's basically the one that everybody looks up to. He's the master of judo. And when it was his time to go, he said, I'm going to go down with my white belt. And I think, well, okay, if that's what mastery is about, eternal learning and understanding that you're here for growth.
Yeah. And for me, it's the humbleness that comes with knowing that you don't know everything. And so for me, I can really see the powerful kind of statements that come with when you acknowledge that you don't know everything, there's so much more to learn. And that's where the mastery comes in the process. So tell me about purpose. Where does that fit into things?
100%. So just to really quickly backtrack. So the clarity, like I mentioned, that's for the mind. The resilience is more for the heart. Mastery is more that physical act of your craft. And then purpose is more for the soul. So we're having these four elements here at play, and we are looking for alignment. Once we have clarity, resilience, mastery, and purpose, I think that's when the alignment, and that's at least for me, is one of the more holistic ways of looking at not just our businesses, but also our life at large. So purpose is obviously, we just referred to it a little bit. It's more of something for the soul, something that your soul is craving for. It's deeper than your thoughts or even your emotions. There's a saying that your mission should be larger than your emotions. If the emotions are bigger, if they take over, that a lot of the times it means that your mission is not just big enough. Once the mission is bigger, when you have a purpose, when you're living on purpose, that what you be doing out in the world, once you're on purpose and the mission is larger, all of a sudden the emotions are, let's call it, easier to handle. I'm not going to say that they are easy or super simple, but they just become easier to handle. The same thing as those sort of negative thoughts and sort of mind boggles that we all have is, okay, I'm on purpose. I have a mission that's larger than my emotions and maybe my negative thoughts. So that's where the piece on purpose comes into play. And then next question, obviously you might have, or somebody else might have in the audience or listening to this, okay, how do I get there? A lot of people want to get to that purpose straight away. And that's the whole idea of these other pieces. In the beginning, we have to, again, cliche, but we have to peel that onion and get into the true clarity, resilience, and mastery to be able to get to that deeper core where the purpose and that sort of those deeper elements of ourselves are lying sometimes dormant.
Look, and I know that you and I could speak about this for hours and hours because it is such a big framework. And when you break down each of those pillars, you realize, you know, just how much bigger it becomes. At the same time, I kind of think about it as a business owner, like quite often I'm buried in day-to-day, and the concepts that you talked about in that framework of clarity, resilience, mastery, and purpose seem like a bit, you know, pie in the sky. Like, how can I break that down so that I can, you know, work towards those four pillars in my business when I'm buried in the day-to-day? What are your tips for business owners to actually get out of that day-to-day hustle and move into this high-performance mindset?
Yeah, fantastic question. I love that. I'll give you three. So I love the fact that we have these higher perspective sort of frameworks and bigger ideas, but also we really need to have something granular, something that we can take away right now, right? And how can we start moving forward? I'm huge on energy and focus management. Those are something really tangible. And when I say energy, it's again, mental, emotional, and physical. Like, how can we make sure that we are showing up each and every day with the best energy that we have? Obviously, then it comes to exercise, comes to sleep, it comes to mindfulness, nutrition, all these basic foundational pieces that needs to be in the place, making sure that the energy is there. Obviously, not every day we don't wake up at 100% battery charged up, but the best of our abilities, taking care of our energy is vital. And then the second piece of focus is that obviously where the focus goes, the energy flows. So being able to then direct that energy towards the right actions and the right attributes and elements to our business is absolutely crucial, especially in this today's digital world. There's way too much distraction all around us. So that's the first piece. The second piece from that framework, as I mentioned, all those four elements are quite big, but if you break it down to sort of mental, emotional, let's call it spiritual or energy, which is the purpose, and then master being the physical. So look at, okay, I have my sort of thoughts pretty much in check, but my emotional piece lacks a little bit. So let's focus on the resilience. And I'm clear, I know where I'm going, but I don't have the resilience. So wherever you feel that you have a little bit of a weak point, start from there then, right? Mm-hmm. Don't try to tackle all four at the same time, because that's obviously overwhelming.
Right. And then if it's overwhelming, we avoid it. And then we just end up back in hustle time.
100%. And then the last piece for me is, I would say, simplification. It's simplify, simplify. All right. And I think there's a famous quote, more than like, I think it was Albert Einstein who said, like, everything needs to be as simple as possible, but not simpler. If I paraphrase it exactly right. But basically, making sure that complexity is very easy. It's almost something that we are sometimes craving for if we become unconscious, because we've been sold this idea that there needs to be funnels, there needs to be this, the website, da, da, da. Like, complexity looks good on the outside, but inside it's not really easy to handle that, especially if you're by yourself and just start. And so simplification is key. And just the final note on which this is the, I love that. If like how to get to the simplification, there's three steps when it comes to business. First, when you're starting out, everything looks very simple. Oh, and just, you got lots of energy. You got excited. You're motivated. You're inspired. And okay, I'm going to crush this. And then all of a sudden, like, whoa, what's happening? Now this gets complex. There's a whole bunch of different variables. And you understand, okay, it wasn't exactly what I was sold for. So that's when the complexity piece comes into play. But then once we kind of start simplifying, then other side of that hill of complexity is simplicity again. So that's the kind of threshold where I like to play, where people feel overwhelmed. They feel like too much happening, too much this, too much that. Then when we get like, oh, okay, it wasn't too bad. Once you simplify, you understand that complexity is actually within the simplicity. Simplicity is the big thing, but complexity is sort of built into that system once we understand it.
Look, and there's a saying that it's the same when I go to write a LinkedIn post, for instance. There's a saying, and I'm not sure who it is, but it's basically, I would have wrote a shorter story if I had more time. And it's all about taking out what doesn't need to be in there. It's easy to write a lot and waffle on and just say what's everything in my brain, but is that the right thing that I need to put out there? So I love your analogy around that kind of thing, because for me, there's always a list. There's always ideas. There's always creativity. There's always things that I want to achieve, and my head goes around. So in your particular business, like when we're talking about these things, are you like, do you have a framework where you're writing goals? Does that translate down into a day-to-day to-do list? Because I'm hearing you say it's all about simplicity. And in my brain, I'm kind of going, I know he's right, but what does it actually look like day to day? Like, what do you actually do to stay on track? Because me, I can be victim, as I'm sure many people listening in, to the shiny object syndrome. There's always so much to do, especially on social media. There's people, there's functions, there's algorithms, there's all kinds of things. But how do you actually transform the framework into a day-to-day for your business?
Yeah, fantastic one. I definitely do have one, but just really quickly, I want to do how that simplification then relates to, for example, mastery is take any person that you think that they're good at on their field, whatever they're doing, being a painter, being an athlete, being a business owner, what they do, when it looks from the outside, it looks very simple, right?
Yes.
Mastery looks extremely simple, right? But we know that it took them 10, 15, 20, a lifetime to get to that space that they just do a one brush stroke and it's beauty. Or when it comes to basketball or surfing or what, any athletic sport, 100 meter runner, it looks extremely simplified, yet there's so much complexity underneath. And that's what I mean when it comes to mastery and simplification, right? And that's the space where we want to get to in our businesses, yet more than likely it will take quite a bit of energy, effort, and time, and consistency, and persistence, and sweat, and blood, and tears to get there.
I love that you've said that, because I think people might be listening and going, yeah, it's all well and good for you, Tuomo, but what about the rest of us? And I love that you acknowledge that this doesn't come easily. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some effort. It's going to take consistency. It's going to take energy to push through those days when it all seems too hard. And in business, there are days where it's all too hard, and they do happen. And I think the better you get at your business, the further between those days that typically happens. I've found, you know, just back to your earlier point, like I know if I don't go to bed early enough and I don't get enough sleep, then my business suffers. So it's all, I can't distinguish myself from my business. And I know that if I don't put myself in bed by a certain time, because I get up bright and early, that I'm going to not be as productive during that day. It's almost a write-off, and it can just be that extra 1 hour that I want to stay up. And so I love that you talk about things like that, because it's about having those structures in place in life to be able to deliver on these goals. And I'm sure the less time you're spending in your business, the more you deliver in your personal life. So you can't say that they're not linked together. So I love the way that you talk about this, because maintaining energy is just so important, but often overlooked, because we think we'll just take more action and more action. And maybe I'm just talking for myself, but you know, I see small business owners often burn out. I think that's, you know, one of the long-term impacts is that you can't sustain it over a business. Doesn't happen in 1 year. It happens in 10 years, you know, 15 years if we're lucky. And I don't know about you, but do you think that's why businesses, so many fail within the first couple of years, that they're not managing things like this?
100%. And I think what you just said there, if I just again try to simplify that into a one specific question that I again leave everyone with, myself included, is instead of being buried in the day-to-day, how can we fall in love with the process more?
Wow.
Because that's what it's about. That's when we don't burn ourselves out, when we are not looking the outcomes, but we're falling in love with the process.
Wow. I want everybody to put this on rewind and watch the replay and listen to that one again, because that is super powerful. And I'll be sure to use that in some of the posts coming up to re-promote this, because you do have to fall in love with it. It's just the hardest job in the world as a business owner, if you don't. So it's a struggle. So say I'm a business owner and I want to be a high performance business owner. And I love to give people an actionable tip that they can take away from our conversation today and implement it. What is the first action that you think is a really great place to start that leads people on a journey, you know, to high performance?
From internal perspective and performance perspective, it's hard to argue against taking care of your personal. Very hard to argue with that. The better you take care of your personal energy, the better you're able to show up and serve the people that you're meant to serve, including your family and friends and community. So
Wow. And that's so important, because it's not just, life isn't just tunnel vision on your business. If you lose track, you're going to let go of things that are probably more important. So for everybody that's been listening, and for myself, Tuomo, this has just been absolutely amazing. And I wish that I could talk to you for hours, because it's been so great to actually some handy tips on and practical tips on how all these pieces come together for longevity of business, for growing businesses, for really getting, you know, the most out of life. What you've talked about is the ultimate in efficiency and getting time back. I think that's what I hear. If you do these things and do them well, you get time back, which is the one thing that we can't buy. So it's been absolutely amazing. I appreciate your time today. And for everybody that's joined in, thank you for your support as well. And on that note, I'm going to say goodbye. So thank you, everyone.
Thanks so much, Michelle. It was
cheers. Great. I don't want you to just listen to this episode. I want you to take action to grow your business. So let's connect on LinkedIn and continue the conversation over there. Find me at Michelle J. Raymond, and my company page is Good Trading Co. Cheers.